Welcome to another episode of Erp Chirp, a podcast by Albertans about Albertans, but for all Erpers. I'm Erica Ensign.
I'm Annette Weirstra.
And I'm Kirsten Gorick.
And we just watched season 2, episode 4 of Wynonna Earp, She Ain't Right. And boy, ain't she.
Mm-mm, you're not at all.
Finally, all this Waverly weirdness has sort of come to a head and a hand.
No.
Mm-hmm. Was that the loudest we heard her scream?
There were multiple times in this episode that Kirsten just like gasped and like put your hands up. And yeah, there were some screaming.
There was a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to reassure you, but I didn't. I'm like, don't worry, it's going to grow back. It's going to be okay. Yep.
It made me think about how you talked about how characters aren't safe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
And I thought, oh my God. She really
well, and they totally hair. Could make her lose a hand. And
mm-hmm. It's true. Well, she technically did. It just grew back.
That's true. Did lose a hand.
The Thank one goodness perk for of demons. Being possessed by the black-eyed demon.
Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting thing that this show, Wynonna Earp, it's doing pretty well in terms of representation. Like, you know, it's not perfect in any way. But I thought, maybe they're going to do representation of disability, and, which, you know, would have actually been an interesting storyline, but they didn't need to go that direction because whatever it is that is or was now inside her, can apparently takes a lot of energy.
It's a lot of work,
but
you can doable.
Grow back a hand.
Well, as we know, the doctor from Doctor Who can only do it when he's regenerating.
That is true. I know. I was thinking, oh, this is very doctory. Like, what if somebody finds her hand that's still lying on the floor in that room? Can they do something with it? I don't know. Because they did in Doctor Who. But interesting.
Who knows?
It's fun. It's fun getting to see the actor, Dominique, be able to do something different. Like, to really just full on at the end. Lean into the creepiness. And she got to sing in this episode.
She's a triple threat.
Mm-hmm. Seriously, that woman can do it all.
Right? Although, I have to say, the song that she sings does not have a lot of lyrics.
No, and I've never heard of it, ever.
I wonder if it was just written for the show. I don't know.
Perhaps.
Maybe they'll talk about it in the behind-the-scenes thing.
Oh, yeah.
Which we'll watch after this. But yeah, I thought she was great. And, you know, she was still being Waverly through a good chunk of this episode. Mm-hmm. She just wants so hard to contribute.
Mm-hmm.
She was looking into spy schools. There's no such thing as spy schools. I know, but I could be really good.
Yeah.
And her safe word, which is now infamous, tacos are tasty.
Tacos are tasty.
They are.
They are. Yep. And you do need it on a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. But yep, she was adorable, and Jeremy also adorable.
Love him.
Also a little bit dumb when he falls for leaving for coffee.
Yeah, he's gonna go get lattes.
Oh, she's up to something, Jeremy. Don't leave her alone.
But again, he just wants to be part of the team, and he's like, "Oh, I get it. You're just razzing me.
Part of the team."
And we've determined he's gay. So
yep.
Mm-hmm. So yep. Total
girls
crush.
Are not
so,
obviously into Doc.
Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't be?
Right?
Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone's into Doc.
Yep.
Cheerleading in Doc. Universal.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I'm interested because Rosita, we don't necessarily know what she was going to do. Like, she was holding the syringe that had all of it in there, and then she was just talking to him. Like,
it was very odd.
Was she going to keep it from him, or was she going to inject him with all of it? Was she going to destroy it? She didn't seem very happy when she found out that he was law.
Like, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and then when he did take it and inject it into himself, she was like, no, don't do that. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
So mm-hmm. then if she, it was confusing about what her intent was.
Because she definitely got rid of Jeremy for a reason, but we don't really know what that reason was because she didn't get a chance to do it because he just grabbed it and went for it. And then his forehead started burning.
Sizzling.
Yeah, and then he turned into a dragon.
That was amazing. And breathed fire. That was so good.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. Like, that's
a cool superpower.
Good party trick, for sure. Even better than being able to tie a cherry stem in a knot with your tongue. Which
both Erica and I can do.
Yes, we can.
Don't think I've ever tried.
We'll teach you. It's not hard.
Mm-hmm. It really isn't. I first saw it in Twin Peaks when I was in eighth grade.
Oh, Twin Peaks. I love Twin Peaks.
Yep, because Audrey mm-hmm. does that to get a job at a whorehouse, as you do.
So, Erica's just practicing and, your skills in whoa. Case.
And that week in home ec, we made ice cream sundaes. Like, that was the project that we did was make ice cream sundaes, which included maraschino cherries. So I took one of the cherry stems and I was like, I wonder if I could do that. And I totally could, just on the first try. It was just like a natural ability. And yeah, my classmates were, I think, more disturbed than anything else. So
they all been watching Twin Peaks?
No, not really. Yeah. So
also importantly, Doc got his hat back.
Yes. As soon as
or
he
someone
walked
else's
in,
hat back.
As soon as he walked in, I was like, that gentleman is wearing a hat.
Right?
And then he got shot, and I was like, oh, that gentleman got shot. That hat is now an orphan.
Up yep. for grabs.
Yep.
And he grabbed it. Mm-hmm. Also did some beautiful shooting and knifing and mm-hmm. like
and whipping
general
around.
So Doc good. Awesomeness.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a dance.
Yes. The coat sort of flapping open. He's got kind of a long coat.
And then that nice beautiful scene. Final knife throw to mm-hmm. get rid of whatever.
I don't even know if we ever heard a name for him.
No, I don't think we did. Cujo
was his little
yeah
sidekick.
Pet. The woman who was, I mean, she was tough. I liked her a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, we never got a name for him. And we never really found out what he was. I mean, obviously he's not human because he can grow weird slicey bones out of his wrist. But
it's a handy tool.
Uh-huh. But we didn't.
Ba-dum-bum.
Do we? But was he a revenant? We don't know because we just saw a Winona shoot.
Yeah.
We didn't see if his body had to be disposed of the hard way or if it just
I feel
went back to hell.
Like in my head, it's no because they mm-hmm. almost always show
that's true.
The revenants yeah. sinking away. So
and he was pretty hardy. Like he got stabbed through the chest. He got
and he
burned,
still came back.
And he still, like he was.
Kept on coming.
Yeah. He's mm-hmm. a gift that kept on giving.
So yeah, mm-hmm. maybe he's just, you know, another one of the things that Willa let into the Ghost River Triangle
yeah.
when she crossed the border with.
Well, and it wasn't clear. People. Cujo could have felt like it could have been another revenant like that dog sort of
yeah.
speedy version yeah. from the season one.
Yeah.
But we didn't see her get shot in no. the head or go into hell either. So
yeah. I mean, by the end of season one, it seemed like many of the revenants that we were running into had extra special powers mm-hmm. of some
it's
sort.
True.
So it makes it kind of hard to tell the difference. I mean, they're certainly all demons of some sort because they make Peacemaker
yeah.
glow the yellow, mm-hmm. yellow runes. And so was Waverly because
and
it started glowing.
Now I know now who couldn't hold the Peacemaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sizzled her palm and she had to drop it, but she didn't seem like she cared because she was just excited.
She was pretty scary looking. Also, Dolls made it mm-hmm. light up.
That's
when
right.
she found him in the barn.
Mm-hmm. And it unlit when he tamped it down, like when his
yeah.
eyes went back to being normal
yeah.
human, it did. So I don't know what that means, but does it mean he's not a threat? Does it mean he's literally not a demon at that point?
Yeah, it's tough to it's say. Weird.
Mm-hmm.
We still, yeah, so many questions.
Yes.
Yes.
Many things unanswered.
And creepy things like the two sisters who
oh yeah
their faces ripped off.
Mm-hmm. So we just
and they want to nurture their creepy brother.
Yeah,
who has darkness. They want to
nurture
what was
his
the word?
Prowess.
Oh, prowess. God. Yes, the prowess. And he's like prowess.
His delivery on that line was great. My prowess. Like,
like I don't know what that is because I'm too stupid.
Yeah,
that was pretty funny.
And what does he want? A girl.
Yeah,
of course.
He's a great kind of villain, though, where he's so ordinary mm-hmm. but terrible and just frustrating.
His awfulness is
so
100%.
Mundane.
It's rooted in the real world. There
yeah.
are
yeah.
hundreds, if not thousands, of boys like him just in the world right now, which makes it extra disturbing, I think. And,
yes.
you know, luckily the ones in the real world don't have weird wispy
face swapping sisters
yes
who want to nurture their prowess
yeah backing them up. That was gross. And yeah, I didn't even notice the line around like their neck around their face until the last scene there. Mm-hmm. I assume it must have been there or cleverly hidden when it was just a Mercedes. But
well, I think it was just her that one scene at the beginning of the episode, and we were
Bacon.
Hearing her sister get face swapped.
Oh my
right.
god! Yeah, she said
background.
She was putting her face on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, if you
but
remember...
they're still alive. That's the creepy thing. Yeah, they're laying there and they're still alive.
Whimpering.
With no face.
If you recall from the previous episode, I didn't want to say anything then because we hadn't learned about the faces yet. But when you had Mercedes at the end pouring herself a glass of wine and talking about how she wanted, you know, pull the Winona, it's time to change things up. She actually said, do an about face. Oh, that was her line. And then she literally lost her face.
Oh.
Weird. So yeah, that makes me wonder, like, if they die, if their bodies die, does that ruin the disguise?
Maybe.
Of the,
or is it just a weird form? Because what is the purpose of keeping them? Is it torture? Do they just enjoy?
Maybe. Or are they feeding off the life force, their life forces, like through the faces somehow? Annette and I just watched Doctor Who's The Terror of the Zygons. So that my head, Zygons can morph into looking like other, like actual people, but they need the people to be alive as like a template.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So that just made me think of that. So I don't know.
How many Doctor Who references can we slip into this episode?
I don't know. Probably some more.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I feel like things are heating up a little bit. And there's a plate.
Oh, yeah, yes. The plate, which is so great because it's like, what possibly can this plate be, like this awesome, tacky, touristy plate
it's
that
like a fair
everyone's
or
grandma
yeah.
has?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. And the fact that like the guy who stole it didn't even know what it was. And whoever that fellow was that was the original buyer was willing to pay four times what he had originally wanted for it. And
he said him and his associates, which made me think of
Grandpa Hartland. Oh, who was not in this episode, but who was mentioned.
Yes. Who he apparently drove dolls back into town, back to the homestead.
And said his work wasn't done yet.
So bossy that.
Can we talk about how cute dolls and Doc were?
Aww.
Like, oh, they were sort of having a little bromance moment and admitting that neither of them know what's up with Winona or what she wants. I think Doc at one point says she doesn't know what she wants.
But she would prefer to be human.
Yes.
He just sort of laughed.
But I feel like they're almost at peace with like, okay, we'll just let her figure shit out and she can decide.
Which is
we're
very
not even
going to
be, like we're not going to have like a fight. Pissing match around this, which is nice.
Yeah,
they already did.
Yeah.
Although the fight was as much about Dolls giving Doc up to Black Badge.
It's true.
So you kind of, you know.
That's true. And yeah, and even at the end, after the fire breathing incident and stuff, you know, they shook hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so is this a whole new era?
It seems like it could be. They certainly are being grown-ups about it at this point, which I like very much.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. Anything else going on in this one that you want to touch on before we mosey?
I don't think so.
I think we're good.
All right. Well, let's hope we find out more about dishware next time. Just
remember to
plates. Yep.
Which ones we should buy on eBay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, until next time.
Lights out, bitch.